certainly a legend, part of the Tiger Bells family, and if that's saying something, with the legendary Ed Temple. Coach Cheeseboro, guys, with us. Chandra, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, Coach.
Good morning. I am great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. We're doing well. Let me ask you, when the Summer Olympics roll around, you see them out there on the track, that's got to just stir up all kind of memories for you.
It does. It does. It brings back the first time I ran to the last time I ran. So, yeah, it's exciting moments for, you know, the American team. They're doing well. So, yeah, it's been good.
Coach, I remember that 1984 Olympics. You know, I watched every moment of it. It was so much fun. There was you. There was Evelyn Ashford and a good friend of mine, Roger Kingdom, and, of course, Carl Lewis. I mean, that was a special, special group of athletes. For track and field in 84 for the U.S., wasn't it?
Yes, it was. We dominated on USA soil. Yes, it was, definitely.
Well, you know, and the one that really I think where you made history in the 84 games there in L.A., you became the first woman to win gold medals in both relays, and they were held less than an hour apart. Just talk about that. First winning, you know, two gold medals, you know, within an hour. I mean, you work your whole life, and there you don't get one, but you get two. What do you remember that?
Well, the most important thing I remember, before I had pulled out of the 200 because I had bronchitis, breathing the air in L.A. was just difficult. So I went to the head Olympic coach, which was Brooks Johnson at the time, to ask him would I have a shot in trying to run the 4x1 and the 4x4, and he told me yes. So then I went ahead and pulled out the 200, and then after, you know, winning the 400, then came back to the Olympic Games and ran the relay. It was just a norm for me because Coach Temple had trained us to do both, and I mean, I was just ready to do it and didn't even look at the time, you know, didn't even think about that. It was nothing. It was just, oh, do what you do, and that's how Coach Temple prepared us.
And the 200, though, yeah, that had to be, you know, with the bronchitis you talked about, that had to be difficult because in the U.S., the national indoor, the 200, 79, 81, 82, and 83, you were the national champion. And I guess that even it makes it more difficult with the boycott in 1980. I know you were at the peak in 1980.
I was. You know, it wasn't anything that we could do. Could do about that at the time. I mean, nothing we could do now either if they decide to boycott. But it was devastating for a lot of people. I did have an opportunity to come back and, you know, and do well in Los Angeles. But for the ones that didn't have that opportunity, you know, it's bittersweet still in some people's hearts.
Yeah, Coach. I mean, it. You know, when you find out, hey, we're not going to Moscow in 1980 when President Carter put the boycott on the Olympics, et cetera, et cetera. Did you have to kind of have a talk with yourself and say, all right, am I willing to put into work for four more years and give it a shot in 84, or was it a no-brainer for you?
It was a no-brainer. You know, I was still in college and, still running. So to me, it was just, okay, go back to the training board and continue training. And after graduating, I started training with Ralph Boston and Terry Long, some other people that were, you know, was instrumental in me, you know, moving up to the next level.
At what age, Coach, did you realize, hey, I can run? I'm fast.
Well, what had happened was yes. My mom and dad got a divorce when I was really young, and I would go over to my dad's house every weekend, and my stepbrothers would have someone every weekend for me to race. It would be a different person because I beat everybody in the neighborhood. So they would find someone, oh, she can't beat this one. And my brothers would say, oh, yes, she can. And every weekend I'm racing everybody in the neighborhood. So that's when I discovered that I could run. And it's genetic as well. Mm. I had a sister that was a high jumper that jumped and ran track. But my sister jumped 5'7" during the Western Roll. So if you remember the Western Roll,
yep.
you know, that's jumping really high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
did they? Did your cousin splitting, or did the brother? They split the money with you that you won? Or tell me, they get.
Yeah. Did you get a cut at least?
I don't even know if there was any money involved. It was just the neighborhood champion, you know?
Coach Chandra Cheeseborough, guys. Coach Cheese, of course, the legendary Olympic gold medalist and silver medalist. Even now, I do believe that great run of Tiger Bell's. Are you the last one to medal at the Olympics? And, you know, going all the way back, certainly to Wilma Rudolph, Wyoming Atias, but you're the last one, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. We need to change that.
Yeah. There's a coach. I know there's a coach over there. Yeah.
And you know, track and field is a little different. You know, they not running in college that long anymore.
Yeah.
They're doing 1 year and then going pro. So, but we do have a young lady that's still out there training, and hopefully, you know, she didn't make the Olympic team this year, but as she continues, hopefully, Amber Hughes, I know you remember her, Greg.
Sure.
You know, she'll continue to, you know, make us proud and do her thing. Yeah.
What satisfaction do you get out of coaching? I know, you know, like I said, I'm good friends with Roger Kingdom, and he was the coach at a school up in Pennsylvania where I was living at the time, and I got to know him a little bit. He seemed to really enjoy it. What satisfaction do you get out of coaching young athletes and kind of, you know, teaching them what you learned over the years?
What makes me happy is to see them go ahead and graduate and then come back and I remember a young lady, I would always tell her, much is given, much is required. And she didn't know that was a scripture from the Bible. And maybe about 10 years later, she was like, oh, my God, I get it, Coach Cheese, I got it. You were telling me all the time, much is given, much is required. And I just, I'm so thankful, I'm so grateful just to hear them come back and appreciate the push that you gave them through the year. So that gives me joy.
It really amazes me. You were 16 years old when you won two gold medals at the 79 Pan American Games, the 200 in American time in that time, then set the world junior record a year later, and then obviously going to Montreal. Are you at 16 years old? I mean, I don't know if you were afraid of anything. I mean, what was that like? I don't know.
Yeah, you're too young to know any better, right?
You're too young to know what you should be scared of.
Right.
You know what? Being a new kid on the block at that time, you're not afraid. You're just going out there doing your thing, and that's what I did. It was a controversy in the 200 meters. And Coach Temple didn't really want to, you know, get involved with it because he was the head coach, and plus he was my personal coach. So as we ran the 200, the young lady, Pam Giles, won the 100 meters. So they just automatically thought she won the 200, and I was in lane one. And it was a lean at the tape. And so when we went on the podium, they put my name as the winner, and she was second. So they stood us on the podium differently based on what the eyes saw. So when we came down, we exchanged medals, and yeah, it was bittersweet for me, but yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
What about going to the? You were 17 years old when you went to the Montreal Olympics. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
That's not a lot of what a 17-year-olds do. You know, I'm just saying.
You know, back then running just was a part of me after in 75 going to the Pan American Games and then on, you know, making the Olympic team. I remember at my high school graduation, Coach Temple talked to my mom and me and said, well, she has an opportunity to go and run against the USA versus Russia. And so I took that opportunity. I went out to the Nationals and made the team, and my mom received my diploma. So it was a lot of sacrifices back then, you know, for me, you know, not to walk across the high school stage, but I was over walking in Russia, you know. Who would trade that, you know what I'm saying? So, so, I mean, track and field has been really good to me, and you know, I continue. I thank God for Coach Temple seeing something in me to, continue to, you know, to lead the Tiger Bell. So I just have had a stellar career in track and field, and I hope my coaching career, you know, as well as my athletic career is good as well.
Coach, how about everything that's going on in general with TSU athletics? You know, you got Eddie George coaching the football team now, Master P's kid playing basketball there. It seems like TSU, the athletic department, is really starting to be on the rise there.
I'm excited about what's happening. You know, sometimes when you're in a position a long time, or people in position a long time, they don't want to see change. But change is good sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, people just, either they're going to be a part or not be a part. And that's what they got to decide. And, you know, if I'm going to work here, I got to join in. If I'm not going to work here, I'm going to be on the sideline and be a naysayer. So, you know, we just got to be okay with change sometimes. But I'm excited about the direction it's going in. I think that it's going to bring, you know, more people to the school. That means enrollment going to go up because Eddie George is there and Master P's son is there. You get a glimpse of these people, you know. That's what you know, most people are about, seeing celebrities or whatever. So, hey, if that's going to make TSU come back up, I'm all for it.
Well, they got one coach of the Tiger Bells and the Flying Tigers. I know that. Coach Cheese, thanks for joining us this morning. It's always fun, you know that, catching up with you.
Yeah, great talking
to you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye now.
All right.